news updates. I'm Biggie Flores, with me Zach Green. Today we are reacting to a 49ers loss, 23-21 against the Arizona Cardinals. Tough, frustrating. Zach, how do you feel?
As I said a couple weeks ago, like, a win or a loss can make or break your week, and I really feel that right now. So, I mean, I'm ready to blast him.
In all facets. I had a Starbucks shift this morning. Well, I got there at 4 a.m. and to get there and wake up that early after a 49ers loss is not the most fun way to start off your week. But, you know, it is what it is, and there's nothing we could do about it, and we're here, and, you know, let's talk about it. Where do you think this game has went wrong?
I think we just failed to shut the door. You know, I look back and it's like, okay, if J.P. Mason doesn't fumble, we probably win that game. I mean, and here's the thing, right? Like, we had the ball at the end and with an opportunity to win the game, but we also didn't have a field goal kicker. And you know, I think that's probably the biggest injury from this game is Jake Moody's going to be out for.
Yeah, I have some thoughts about Jake Moody too.
Jake Moody.
I don't know. Like, yeah, it's an ankle sprain. We see in the Bay Area Steph Curry deal with it all the time. So we kind of know what's to come with it. But we've also seen players like Klay Thompson, you know, kind of run and jump down an aisle and shoot free throws on a torn ACL, you know. I think Jake Moody should have tried to stay out there. Maybe he did off the sidelines. But it was just really frustrating, you know. It was like in the third quarter, we went fourth on 4th-and-23. And in my mind, I was like, can Jake Moody really not, like, kick with a shin? You know, it's an ankle sprain. It's not like you broke your leg, you know. I tore my UCL in high school. You were there. If I had a pitch.
I was on the on-deck circle. Bro.
If I had to keep going, I would have. If it was a game, I would have just sucked it, like, injury is just pain is just something you got to deal with, you know. Jake Moody, you got to get out there and at least try and kick a field goal for your team, man. You gotta try. And if you miss it, fuck it, you miss it. But it's better than going for it on 4th-and-23, in my opinion. And yeah. I know that's probably not the most popular take, but I just think it's soft. I'm calling Jake Moody soft. I'm sorry.
He threw his helmet on the ground. I was like, oh,
the rest
no.
of the Michigan boys, Ambry Thomas, Ronnie Bell, all of them. All
he got
all
carted soft. Off. I was like, yeah. You really have to get carted off? Like,
all of them are soft. I don't want to ever see a drafted player out of Michigan again. So, sorry.
That's just I was surprised Ronnie Bell was out there as much as he got snaps. I mean, he may have gotten like 50% of the snaps.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's just real, real frustrating. And you know, the defense didn't necessarily help. The offense couldn't score. You know, you can't tackle James Conner. It was just a long, long afternoon. How was the vibes of the crowd, for, you know, you being at the game? Was the vibes after? And, like, what
not
were
good. All was tipped up in the air. Like, my heart dropped. It was picked off. I was like, let's get the hell out of here. Like, we dipped immediately. It was so hot.
Yeah.
I think the weather just had, I don't know. I mean, the weather just had something on people. It kind of like masked.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
You know, everyone at halftime, like, left. Like, not left, but no, there was no one there to honor Patrick Willis at halftime, which is kind of sad. But I stayed in my seat. I'm trying to think what else. Like, the vibes were pretty good because we were up 21-10, right?
Mm-hmm.
And after that,
it was 23-10, almost
23-10. Yeah. After that blocked field goal and returned by D'Amador Lenore. Shout out Lenore because I feel like he's one of the underrated players on this team.
Yeah, I think he's a lot better than Mooney Ward. I think that. Come off season, we're keeping D'Amador over Mooney any day of the week. That's just my opinion on it right now, but I don't think it's close. So,
well, I, you know, here's the other thing that you asked me about earlier, right? And I was listening to Lenore get asked this after the game, like that fourth and five, right? Like Lenore's on Marvin Harrison Jr., I'm pretty sure.
And yeah, that was, he kind of was all game, and Marvin Harrison didn't do anything. They threw it to number 14. I don't even know his name, and Mooney was on him all day.
Yeah.
It was just frustrating.
Yeah, I mean, like, you can't afford to have a loss like this, especially after the way you lost to the Rams. And the thing that sucks about it is, like, I can take the Vikings loss because I can take the Vikings loss because the Vikings turned out to be a really good team. Great defense, Stephon Gilmore, you know, Brian Flores leading them back. Yeah,
great.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But this one just sucked. And I know that we've always struggled against mobile quarterbacks, but especially to start the game, the way it was, like, it was very predictable that they were going to run some read options with Kyler Murray. And to not at least have a guy on a spy, they just all overcommitted, right? Like, he walked in the end zone. He called his touchdown from like 50 yards out.
Yeah, I don't know what their game plan is going into the week like that. You know, you know you got to prepare for Kyler Murray all week, and three plays into the Cardinals offensive drive, he's going to score a 50-yard touchdown off of an option play. Like, that's one bad coaching. I don't know whether that stems from Shanahan's side or Nick Sorensen's side. Two, I don't want to like blame the players for that, but like, you got to be aware. You have to be aware of that. And I don't know. I've never been impressed by Nick Sorensen at all yet this season. I don't know if you got up early, but the Jets don't look good. So my thought yesterday was almost hoping Robert Saleh comes back. You know?
That's funny because I know a good Jets fan of mine, good friend of mine.
Yeah, he wants Robert gone or what?
No, he literally texted me during the game, and he's been saying this since the Jets lost to the Niners, was that Saleh is going to get fired.
Yeah, I think so too, and I don't think it's necessarily his fault. I think Aaron Rodgers.
They need an offensive coordinator.
Yeah, that
they
too.
They need it. Yeah.
But yeah, Aaron Rodgers hasn't panned out. Garrett Wilson doesn't look good. Their defense is always at the field and always tired. So not his fault, but maybe just need a change up there. And if that were to happen, you know, I could definitely see, you know, us reuniting with him. But that's off-season talk. We're here right now. We've talked nothing but negative about the Niners, so I will say something more on the positive side, which is that the Rams and the Seahawks both lost yesterday, which kind of, you know, you kind of want to win that game because then you'd get a game on both of those teams. But now it's just like this week almost didn't happen except for the Cardinals improving. So this Thursday night football game we have this week against the Seahawks is going to be for the division leader early
That's
on
in crazy.
Week 5 or week 6. So, you know, the Seahawks losing to the Giants is huge. The Rams don't
look
good. Did
you watch any of that game? Because I did.
So I was at home watching it. Clearly, I'm in Arizona right now for school. But so I wasn't. Otherwise, I'd be at those games, the Niner games. But I was at home. And during, like, breaks, yeah, I would go check in and on Seahawks. They didn't look good at all. You know, they lost to the Giants, so it's not impressive. But it's, again, a divisional game. The Niners are 0-3 in our conference, 0-2 in the division. Last time we played against their new head coach was when he was defensive coordinator of the Ravens on Christmas last year. And you know how that game went, so this Thursday game is nothing to, like, just be, oh, where are we going to win? it's not guaranteed is what I'm trying to say. So
yeah, absolutely. And yeah, I'm just trying to like see if we're gonna be favored, because we probably
is it in Seattle or is it at home?
Yeah, it's in Seattle.
I'd say we're underdogs. I would say
let's figure this out.
It might be the Niners minus 2.5.
That's what I was thinking.
Two and a hook. Niners minus 2.5. I don't know though.
Oh yeah, 2.5.
Yep.
Dang.
Looking at odds too much, man.
But 2.5.
Oh man, it's just yesterday is frustrating. This team could easily be 4-1 right now, but we are currently 2-3. Not good. And you could say it's still early, but sooner or later it won't be early, and then you gotta do something. But a few more positives is 2021, the Niners started off, I think, 4-6, maybe like 3-6, I don't know. 2022, Niners started off 3-5. They made the NFC Championship both of those years, so those are kind of like, it's not over. Like, it's far from over, especially with the division being not really great. It's very, very far from over, and it's probably going to come down to like a week 16, 17, 18 game against Seahawks, Rams, Cardinals. So,
And I think that it stings more because the Cowboys won and they won in the last play of the game. Because they
I don't know. Just win our division, man. But yeah, here it is right here. 2022 started off 4-6. 2021 started off 3-5. Went to both NFC Championship games, so. It's doable, man. It's doable.
This team has more talent, I think, than those teams.
Yeah, clearly, I think it's not even obvious. And, I mean, it is obvious. My apologies, but we'll see. How much blame are you putting on Kyle Shanahan? Because I know that's been a big topic. Personally, me, I don't know. There's a common denominator when you're looking at big leads getting blown in the fourth quarter, dating back to the Falcons. And it's clearly Kyle Shanahan, but I also think that he's so good and there's no way you could get rid of him. So what are your thoughts on that?
I think that no matter what would have happened, I think people would have been mad at Nick Sorensen, which I heard a lot of crap about him after the game.
Yeah.
And I think that's not like I hate to like deflect your answer, because what I was hearing about Nick Sorensen was he was the Kyle Shanahan of defense. And when you compare Kyle Shanahan to like anyone, like, that man's a genius, but he just has, had some miscues, right? Like, call it what you want. He should have ran the ball in the Super Bowl or, whatsoever. And I think this game in particular, I think the way the game was shaping out without having to have a field goal kicker, it was almost like the defense was trying to let up a bit, given that they knew that they're going to get the ball back.
Mm-hmm.
So I blame the defense. I don't really blame Kyle Shanahan at all,
Yeah, I don't blame Kyle either. A lot of people on Twitter are, and I know Twitter is not the greatest place to look for opinions, but, a lot of them are frustrated with Kyle. And, in a way, I can understand why, but I also don't blame him, so. I mean, I don't know. If you look back at the Rams game, if Ronnie Bell catches that ball, we win the game. If you look back at yesterday, if Jordan Mason doesn't fumble, we win the game. So it's little plays like that can change the outcome of the game. But with those big 10 and 13-point leads, I feel like you can't lose those. You just can't lose them. And that's where I understand the caution.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I was like, because Jordan Mason hasn't fumbled all year. Am I right?
Yeah. Well,
and there was a thought in my mind. I'm like,
in the Patriots, he like fumbled? Had two fumbles, but he didn't lose any. It was like a miss.
Oh, okay.
But it was a hand to hand.
Yeah.
It wasn't really his fault.
But there was like a couple thoughts in my mind, like right after that nice run he had right before he fumbled. And I was like, has he fumbled yet?
Thought into existence.
I didn't say anything.
I thought lost into existence. I told my roommate, I was like, dude, this is a game I feel like we lose. I said that right before the game started. Something felt wrong. Arizona's used to the heat, and we're not. And I was like, dude, this is kind of scary. But then they proved me wrong for a little bit until they didn't. So I don't know. It's just tough, man. I was not happy. I'm still not happy. I'm very frustrated. The thing that got me through yesterday was the Dodgers losing. Thank God.
Shout out the Padres and Tatis.
Yeah, let's go Padres, baby.
Wild.
Dude, they're good. Padres are good. But
no,
it's just frustrating, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, so we got a short week. We should definitely
It's going to be a big week, too. You know, the Seahawks just lost. This game is for first place in the NFC West right now. You know, this can be like division winning deciding game right here. I know it's only week six, but you're already 0-2 in the NFC West. You're 0-3 in the entire NFC. That is the worst way to start out. You beat a bad team in the Patriots. You beat I'd say unprepared team in the Jets. They're just missing something. Something's not clicking. So you're going to be a good – or you're going to play against a good Seahawks defense. You're going to play against Geno Smith, who's seen the Niners plenty of times. You know, DK Metcalf and the rest of the crew do not like the Niners, you know, like for good reason. If we're division rivals, they shouldn't. So it's going to be a good game, competitive, and the Niners need to really show up on Thursday on primetime and prove to the world that.
Preview pod?
Yeah, we could do it on Thursday.
I got a lot of things to say about the Seahawks.
Yeah? We'll give it a little bit right now.
Overrated.
You know, I would say the same thing right now too, but like, whoa, are we overrated? We're not overrated. We're just
your father was like Super Bowl hangover. I'm like, Super Bowl hangover is real. We didn't even win the Super Bowl.
Exactly. You know, every year after we lost the Super Bowl, we don't make the playoffs. ESPN stat for sure, but just something to look out for. I don't know what it is. It's hard to retain focus sometimes in the off season when you just lose a big game like that, you know? So
I know.
Man. And like what I was telling like my roommates, just other people, the loss hurts in itself, right? Because you want to make the playoffs. But the loss also hurts because you had a chance to win the Super Bowl last year and we didn't. And this loss just shows you how difficult and how hard it is to get back to the Super Bowl. And those chances don't come around that often. So it makes that Super Bowl loss just hurt that much more. What can we do, huh? What can me and you do? Just sit here and watch.
Bash him. I hope we bashed him enough for y'all. Because people were texting me, they were like, just bash him. I was like, yeah.
They're bashing me. I got friends out here fucking, sorry.
Yeah, Cardinals.
Sucking, yeah. I worked at Starbucks this morning. Everyone was repping their Cardinals gear coming in today. No one ever reps Cardinals gear out here. today people wore a little extra, man. A little extra. And it hurt.
Yeah,
it hurt.
And shout out Sammy Bean. He works for the Cardinals. He said, bang, bang. Come on, bro. Come on. Whatever. Get a little bit more original than that.
What is he doing? But, whatever.
All right, man.
Whatever.
We'll do a preview pod probably Wednesday. We'll get it done.
Yeah. I'm free Wednesday. No work. But, hey, you got thoughts. We got thoughts. Everyone's got thoughts right now.
We'll have to have some special guests on.
Yeah, I haven't listened to 95.7 yet today. I typically do it Tuesday because Monday's an overreaction day, but Tuesday is a day. Let us know how you guys feel. Beat LA always. I'm excited for Buster Posey, just on a random note. But yeah, man, me and Zach, man, we are red and gold until we are dead and cold, no matter what our record is.
Bang, bang, not a gang.
Anyway, not a gang.
We're going to get a win on Thursday.
I hope so. We could either be third place in the NFC West or first place in the NFC West going into the weekend. What are you going to do, Niners? This is an important game. This is an important game. And then the Cowboys, too, man. And then we still have to play the Lions.
I've never seen the Chiefs play in person.
Have I? I don't think I have either. I haven't seen my home spent just. Are you going to go?
Coming home for that?
No. I don't want to ever see my homes in person. I'll do some heinous stuff. But, all right, faithful.